And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Jen, it's going to be a great summer coming up, first off.
Yeah.
We're already in June, which is nice. Pools are going to open. Everybody's going to want to get in the water. And there's something really cool coming right down the middle of the city.
The other day, I saw this huge slip and slide on TV. And I was like, what is that? What is happening? Turns out it was Slide the City, which is touring around the country and is coming to Kansas City in August. And one of the co-founders of Slide the City is on the phone with us this morning. John, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the 1,000-foot water slide?
Yeah, it's exactly what you picture when someone says 1,000-foot slip and slide. really, the only place you can put it is on a city street. So that's what we do. We put a 3-lane 1,000-foot slip and slide down city streets and just turn what's normally a pretty drab gray piece of asphalt into something that people can enjoy.
And then, like, the inflatables and things that they can go slide on, do you guys have those, or are people bringing their own things?
When people actually purchase tickets for the event, we provide them with tubes. But in addition to that, we try to encourage people to bring, you know, fun inflatables and colorful, you know, colorful swimsuits and water guns, things like that, and make it more of like a summer party.
Yeah.
So when somebody gets a ticket to this or a pass, how many trips down the slip and slide does this entitle them to? What are your different tickets here?
Depending on, you know, how often you want to go, you can either buy a single slide pass, a triple slide pass, or there's something called an ultimate pass, which you can slide as many times as you can during a 3-hour period. And we really limit the number of people who get those. And then we actually sell 100 all-day passes where you can actually come out from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. and slide as many times as you want.
And is this all ages? Can even little kids do this? Are there any restrictions?
There are some restrictions. We limit it to you have to be at least 5 years old and 46 inches tall, and that's just a safety precaution. Sure. Just to make sure that a little kid's not sliding down, going a little slower because of lack of momentum, and some 300-pound guy doesn't come and take him out.
Right.
So we do have a kids lane specifically for kids, but who knows, maybe someone's not following the directions and they decide they're going to go down the kids lane, and so we do our best to make sure everyone's following the rules, but having a specific kids lane, you know, really makes sure that the kids stay safe.
So how long does the average ride last then? How long would it take you to get down the 1,000 feet?
Well, it really does depend on how heavy you are and how coordinated you are when you get started. I mean, it's funny because some people actually don't even know how to fall correctly. So they get a slow start, but if you're someone athletic and you get a good running start, you can get down the slide pretty quickly. You know, maybe 45 seconds to a minute. Hmm. But it's definitely a long slide. I mean, it's 3 football fields.
Wow! And I love that in the video on YouTube, you can see people taking selfies. There's one guy holding a selfie stick, taking video as he's going down the slide.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this 2 years now, and some of the videos and pictures we have are just they're pretty amazing. So people, it's really about just coming out, having a good time, and utilizing some public areas in ways that don't typically get used for fun. Usually, just commuting.
And so here in Kansas City, it's going to be down near Crown Center at 25th and Pershing, right around there.
That's right. That's right. It's right next to Crown Center, and so we do our best. You know, the company's called Slide the City. You know, we don't just want to put it in a park out in the middle of nowhere. We think it's actually really cool if we can put it in a iconic area where people can get some cool pictures and things like that. And so that's I'm actually from Kansas City. I grew up in Kansas City. And Crown Center is, one of those iconic areas of Kansas City. And
sure.
So when we were looking for places to do it and working with the city, this is one of the places we were really excited to get.
And typically when you go, I assume that you've done this around the country for a couple of years, as you've said. Has the reception been pretty positive? City's pretty happy to work with you guys? I mean, this seems like a really cool thing for people to come out and do and enjoy their city space.
Yeah, I mean, it's for instance, Kansas City. We've been working on trying to get this one approved for about 2 years now, and so as you can imagine, if you go into the special events department and you say, "Hey, we want to shut down a major city street and put a slip and slide down there," they look at you a little strange. But the city of Kansas City has been awesome to work with. We're really excited that we did get this approved. The reception's been great in the cities that we've done the event, and honestly, because this is our third year now, we've definitely worked out any bugs or kinks with the event. So we're really excited that the event's going to go really smooth this year.
Awesome. Awesome. Slide the City coming in August to
August
Pershing.
August 6th.
Can't wait for that. Oh, that's got to be our birthday present. We got to take the GoPro down there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because my birthday's August 1st. Trudas is the 2nd. So we could throw a big birthday bash at the slide.
Yes. Love Perfect. That. All right, John, thank you much. We're looking forward to it. And what is the website or place where people can get more details, or when can they start buying tickets too?
Tickets actually just went on sale last week. They're selling pretty quickly. You just go to slidethecity.com and select Kansas City as the location, and you can just register there.
Awesome. Perfect, man. Thank you so much. Have a great summer. We'll see you here in a few months.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, John. And John is actually giving us 5 triple passes to give away.
You mean
to go
3?
To Slide the City.
Because
so
you and I are
going
to keep one. 3,
oh,
I mean.
You make that like I would wear a swimsuit in public.
That's right.
And I don't know
right.
that's happening.
What?
And I wear like long board shorts. And
oh, stop it.
Sort of.
All right, we'll think of a way to give these passes away coming up here.
Yeah.
We're going to keep a hold on those because those are good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe a little millennial game coming up here.
We do have some Gen X versus millennial.
Awesome.
In honor of this emoji Bible that is now available.
All right, stand by. 8:19 at the show.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.